Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today. We have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Dr. Stevie Don, and she is with Stevie Don Inspires. Dr. Stevie Don, are you here?
I'm here.
Yay! I am super excited to speak with you today and to really spotlight you and let the world know what you do. We had a wonderful conversation when we met, which has been probably a couple of months ago now, and I am just inspired by your work. So I'm super excited about this interview. Definitely. So I want to start with you just telling us a little bit about yourself. And if you want to go back to birth, that's fine. It's totally up to you how far back you want to go back.
Well, I don't think we have enough time for me to go all the way back to birth. So I'll focus it maybe a little bit. You know, that's a whole other show. I am an entrepreneur. I'm a small business owner, and that is not where I started nor where I ever thought I would be. My background is mostly in higher education. I got my master's degree in sociology and then wanted to teach college, so that's what I did for years. And then I moved into the student development side. I ran a center for leadership development. And so I trained college students on leadership and productivity and dynamic speaking, and I absolutely loved it. But what I realized is I was trapped by the fact that I could only help the number of students that the college allowed me to help every year. And so I was making a difference, but I felt like I had more to give. And so my husband and I started a business, Stevie Don Inspires, in March of 2015, and we said, you know what, let's take all that learning I have on leadership development and let's put it online so that we can give it to the world. And so that's what I've been doing for the last year, and I feel like I really have found my passion, my purpose, and I love it every day. I enjoy getting up every day, even when it's super early like today. I enjoy getting up every day and doing what I love. So that's me in a nutshell. I have lots of a variety of experiences with small business in my youth. I did a lot of different entrepreneur-type things. But really my background was in college and corporate America for a while and now running my own business.
That is amazing. And you guys, one of the best things that I could share with you that Dr. Stevie Don has shared with us is be open to all opportunities. What if she was just dead set on, oh, no, all I can do is in a college setting? You know, she would have never started this wonderful empire that she started. So I am just so encouraged by that because I tell people I love to help people just go from concept to cash. And really understand that there is a whole process that we go through in order to get there. So I absolutely love your story and how you started and everything. That is amazing.
Awesome.
That is amazing. Well, I wanted to find out from you, where did you get this motivation to help others? I am called the Queen of Hearts because I have a heart of love for everybody that I meet. So I wanted to find out, where did you get your heart of love and the reason that you wanted to help others?
Well, I'm sure that my heart of love comes from my parents. I'm absolutely sure of that. But I think for me, it really started at a very young age. I taught, I've been a teacher my whole life, and I started in dance. I've been a dancer my whole life. And when I was 8 years old, I taught my first dance class.
Oh, wow.
And I just, I've done it ever since. I still teach dance. I actually, this past weekend, was at a dance competition teaching and judging dance. So it's something I've had all those years. And I think that that concept, even at 8 years old, of I can teach people something and it gives them joy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really where it comes from, is teaching to me is joyful for me, but where I see the joy is when they get it and they're successful and my students accomplish something. And so I think that's really where it started for me, and it's only grown. I tell my clients all the time, you know, I'm not successful until you're successful.
Wow,
so my success is on your success. And if we get you there, then I feel even better than if I had gotten there myself. And that's truly what brings me joy, is seeing them succeed. And, you know, I'm one of those horrible people who I cry anytime something wonderful happens to anybody around me. And so, you know, like graduation days or when somebody calls me and tell me they got a promotion at work or they're going to go do this big speech, I mean, just tears. Because I'm just so happy for them and their success. But I think that heart comes from teaching. And I think it comes from being a teacher my whole life and always striving to teach people things. You know, as my husband says, I never turn it off. I'm always teaching something.
Oh, my goodness. You realize you love to teach. And just helping is a natural form of teaching. It really is. So that is amazing. I'm so glad you said that. Well, I wanted to find out. I know on this call we might have people that might be going through a challenge or whatnot. They may have experienced some type of loss of a relationship due to death or divorce, or they might just be having bad financial times. I wanted to see if you could encourage them by giving them just a information, a story from business or from life that you've had to overcome something, and maybe some steps how they can overcome something.
So I think, you know, for me, challenges are every day, right? Every day we run into little challenges, and then some days we run into huge challenges. And I think where we have to go with it is that idea of there is a tomorrow, there is a next day, and we have to be willing to take that next step. And for me, it actually comes from having a motto. So when I was a dancer, or when I was competitively dancing all the time, you know, there was a point system, and you got more points, and you moved up to different levels. And so you were always challenging yourself to do more, get better, and then you could go to that next level. And I spent years collecting points and getting as high as I could go, and I got to the all-star category, right? I was one step below champion. Right? Champion of the world. It was going to be amazing.
Wow.
And I plateaued. I stopped. And I got to a point where I was competing, but I wasn't doing anything. I was not getting any more points. I was not making finals. I was just plateaued. I was not growing. And as a dancer who has danced her whole life, I actually thought about giving it up and saying to myself, you know what, maybe it's not for me. Maybe I'm not good enough. And I did then what every person should do when you get in that situation, which is call your mother. Because when you're about to give up and you're about to quit, you call the person that you know is going to talk you out of it, even though you're going to resist. And so for me, that's my mom. So I called my mom and we talked about it. And she said to me, and I think this is such an important question. She said, what do those champions have that you don't have?
Wow.
And, of course, I could think of 10 million things. They had talent. They had skill. They had ability. They were younger. They were prettier. And I could think of 10 million things they had. And she said, no, that's not it at all. The one thing they have that you don't have is they already know they belong.
Wow.
They already feel like a champion. When they walk out, they're not trying to be a champion. They are a champion. And that's what you're missing. You doubt yourself so much, and that shows in your dancing. And we came up with a motto because I have always had a huge fear of sharks, which I know a lot of people probably have a fear of sharks. But anyway, I grew up with the Jaws movies and was terrified of the ocean for years and all these things. And she said, you have to be a shark. You have to be the person who knows that you're king of that water, that there is nothing they have that you don't have, that you are the predator. You are in charge of your life, and you're going to just keep swimming. And so we kind of came up with this motto, and I'm like, yeah, Mom, that's super great, shark's great, whatever, hung up the phone. Didn't really think about it. But later, I went to another dance competition, and I was kind of at that point where this may be my last one. I may not do this again. And so I thought to myself, what did my mom say? Okay, I just got to be the champion, right? And I said, I just got to be the shark. And sure enough, I said that to myself like 50 times before I went out on the floor. I went out on the floor, and I made finals. I went out on the floor, and I won. And that was the first time that it happened in years. And so it was that inner voice saying, be the shark. You can do this. You belong. And I think we all need something like that. I still use Be the Shark every day. I have sharks all over my room. Oh, I have actually swam with sharks. I got over my fear and actually went and swam with sharks. Because to me, that's it. Like, it's about that motto, that ability to give yourself a phrase that powers you forward. And I think anybody who's going through a rough time, it may not be sharks, it may be something else, but that idea of just keep swimming. We just have to keep swimming. We have to keep moving forward. Even if that forward is an inch, it's an inch you have to take. And I think when we're going through challenges, that's the image you gotta get in your head, you know, is that you can keep moving forward. You can keep progressing. Even when we're faced with humongous challenges that look like we can't overcome them, we need to take an inch, you know, and it starts with one inch, and then that builds on the next inch, and then that builds on the next day, and that builds on the next week. And you do it every day, and it builds up, and you overcome things you never thought you could overcome. So for me, it's a motto, and it's a thought of just one inch. Just take that one inch.
Just take one inch. Wow, that is perfect. And I am so inspired by that because I know many times we think, okay, our failure is just this, you know, we can't recover, things will never turn around or whatever. But once we lose that belief, that may indeed happen. We may not turn around. But if we always keep that belief and know that, okay, I can go another 5 minutes, I can go another 10 minutes, you know, and just build on what we have, you know, and just know that anything is possible. I've just had to learn, being in business for 10 years now, I've just had to learn that things don't stay the same, and the sooner we accept that, the easier our life will be. But if we don't accept that, we're in for some terrible days.
Yes.
So we need to know that change is inevitable. It's coming. Oh, no doubt about it. Now, are we ready for it? Are we going to have the next best step? You know, because that's one of the best things that we could do is just have the next best step for us. And whatever that is, not needing any type of confirmation from anybody but ourselves. You know, I've just learned that. You know what's best for you next and go from there, definitely. Well, I wanted to ask you about this whole concept of purpose. This has been a buzzword for the last several years about, you know, what's your purpose, how did you find your purpose, and all that type of good stuff. So I wanted to see, do you have any tips or how did you realize that you needed to start your own business and, you know, stop teaching, per se, for the university? So tell us about purpose. How was that developed for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually have a coach, a mentor, who once explained how to find your purpose. So I'll share that with you. So he said, and I totally agree with this, he said, imagine you're going to be on a deserted island, and you know you're stuck there for one whole year, 365 days. You're stuck there. But you can have one thing. And it's not one thing like food, water, whatever. You've already got all that, okay? You're taken care of on this island.
Yeah.
But you can only learn, read, study, and do one thing. What would you choose? And I think that's such an amazing question because what our purpose is, what our passion is something that we would do all the time and never get tired of it. It's something that you could do for 365 days. You could read books about it. You could do whatever it is, if it's an activity. You could watch videos about it. You could think about it. You could plan it. if you have something in your life that drives you that much, that's mm-hmm. your purpose. That's your wow. passion. And just thinking about, if it's only one thing, what is it? And for me, it was interesting because if you had asked me that 10, 15 years ago, I would have said it was dance. That was my thing. And after kind of going through this exercise of I got injured, so I had to kind of take a step back from dance and say, okay, I've got to have, you know, as many people call it, a real job. So I went to do that. But I think for me, later on, I mean, I love teaching. I love working with college kids, and I still work with college kids in a large part of my business. I think for me, it was looking at it and saying, okay, what is that one topic that I look at on the internet, right? What do I Google about? What do I like to read articles about? What do I prefer to learn? And for me, it's leadership. That's the thing I keep coming back to, is that I love this topic of leadership and how do we become better leaders? How do we mold better leaders? And so for me, leadership was my passion. And I think passion is directly linked to purpose. Because really what purpose is taking your passion and giving it to the world and however you're going to do it.
Right.
So when you're struggling on what is my purpose, what is my reason for being here, I think you have to focus first on what do I love? What drives me forward? Because we talk about you have to have that best next step. You know, what is it that's going to be my best next step? What drives me forward? What's my passion? And then the purpose is to share that with the world. And in a lot of ways, I think all of us almost have the identical same purpose, and that is to share our passion with the world.
Yeah.
And so it's about finding your passion so that you can find your purpose. But I think for all of us, it's about sharing that with the world because that, I think, is the reason that we're here. I mean, you, Cheryl, you share your heart with the world. That's what you do. You share love and information. And so care and concern and compassion, those are things that are part of your passion, and that's your purpose. Is to share that.
That is so true. So, oh my goodness, that is awesome. So I love that, how that really just kind of all ties in together. It really does. So, so awesome to hear about, you know,
absolutely.
Purpose and passion just being married together, I would say. Definitely, for sure. That is amazing. Mm-hmm. That is amazing, definitely. Well, I wanted to see what, and I know you work with a lot of young people now, so this is a perfect question for you. Okay, if you could look into the eyes of 15-year-old Dr. Stevie, what would you tell her?
You know, I think our younger generation sometimes feels pressured to figure it all out before they're 20. Mm-hmm. And working with my college students, it's always, you know, they're 18 and they're like, oh my gosh, I got to choose a career. What do I want to do for the rest of my life? And, you know, I don't know that I knew that at 20. I don't know that I knew that at 30. You know, mm-hmm. I think we put a lot of pressure on young people to make these huge life decisions. And I don't think they've really lived a life enough to make those decisions. So if I were to be able to talk to a group of young people, and one of the things I tell them is you're going to have multiple careers. You're probably not going to find one thing that you do until retirement. That's just not the norm anymore. So don't feel like your choice today limits your choices tomorrow. You have the opportunity to make changes. You have to be, as you said earlier, open. You have to be open to the fact that change happens and opportunities are going to knock, and you have to be willing to answer that door. And so I think for our younger generation, it's about telling them, number one, it's all going to be okay. And number two, you don't have to decide your life today. Decide your next step and go that way. But if 5 years from now you decide you don't want to be an engineer, you want to be something else, go be something else. There's nothing that says that what you choose today you have to be stuck with. And that's one of the big things I work with my college students on is choose what's right for you now, what drives you right now. And if it changes when you're 30, be totally okay with that change because it's normal.
That is so true. And boy, I wish I would have known that growing up, that everything doesn't have to stay the same. I think for me, I would have taken more chances, you know, because I didn't take a lot
right.
of chances. I feel like I stayed in my field because I thought, well, you got to have a job and you've got to get paid and da da da, you know. So it's just very
right.
interesting now. I just encourage all young people, just know you're not going to always get it right the first time. It's okay. You know, and just
yeah.
be okay with that and open to know that, okay, I'm not going to get it right, so I can try a few different things, you know. That's
absolutely.
What's so important
and
is
we
being
learn.
Able to try it. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and we learn every time we make a mistake. We learn so much from that experience.
Okay.
So make mistakes because that's
mm-hmm.
how you're going to learn. And you got to be willing to try new things and try stuff and be okay with if it's not the right choice, oh, well, I choose again tomorrow. You know,
yep.
you always have the ability to make a change. You always have the ability to choose a new direction. That's never closed.
Absolutely. That is amazing. That is so good. Well, we are just getting ready to wrap up this interview, but I just wanted to ask you this particular question. I get calls, texts, tweets, everything from two different categories of people. So if you could give me a piece of advice for the future entrepreneur and, secondly, the struggling entrepreneur, what type of advice would you have for both categories?
I think for the future entrepreneur, it would be do your research, but then follow your heart. I think for me that was big. I didn't do a lot of research in the beginning. I just decided, oh, let's put leadership training online. I really had no clue what was out there. I didn't have an idea about target markets, any of that kind of stuff. I just went with it, right, because it was my passion, because it's what I wanted to do. So I think if I had done some research, my start would have been a little stronger, right? I finally figured it out about a year in. I feel like now I'm starting to hit my groove, and I'm like, oh, now I get it, right? But if I could have told myself that a year ago, I would have said, you know, when you're first starting, do your research, but then make sure that you still follow your heart, because I think that's what makes entrepreneurs such an interesting breed of person, is it's somebody who figures out a way to follow their heart and make money. And that's such an important thing for all of us to do, really. But I think entrepreneurs really have that spirit. And for struggling entrepreneurs, I would say go back to basics. When you're struggling and you can't figure something out, go back to the very, very basic part and look at it and take a step away and say, okay, what am I really trying to accomplish? What is my purpose? What am I going for? You know, whether it's a product you're trying to sell or a group you're trying to meet, connections you need to have, you know, go back, take a step back, look at it, and then choose one thing you can do differently. Because so many times we get stuck in doing the same thing over and over and over because that's the way we've always done it. And I think when you're struggling, it's usually a sign that you need to make a change. That something you're doing all the time, every day, is not working. So that struggle gives you that sign. It's kind of, you know, it's that sign from above that says, hey, take a step back and make a change. And it could be that you need to refocus your target and your market. It could be that you need to do a different kind of sale. It could be that instead of doing all your advertising online, you need to go network and meet people and get referrals. So it just could be that you need to push yourself outside of that comfort zone and do something different for you. But I think that the biggest thing that can always do as an entrepreneur is to just keep swimming. Take that next inch, make a change, take a step, and don't give up. The world needs more entrepreneurs in it, and small business is where we're making our greatness, and it's where we're making a legacy. And so I think we need to always remember that entrepreneurship is hard and owning a small business is tough. But at the end of the day, you're living your dream at a level that most people only dream of. So come back to that, come back to the reason that you did it, and then take a fresh look. Choose the next step and go from there.
so inspiring, so important that we do that, you guys. She just hit the nail on the head because, yes, it is hard, but it is the best thing that I could have ever done. It really is. And I just look back and I am so glad I made this choice. I am super glad. Things have not always been wonderful, but I couldn't be happier. I still tell people I jump out of the bed early morning because I'm excited to get here. I'm excited to see who I can touch this day, you know? So it's so important that you have that part of your life that you say, okay, I am super excited about what I'm doing and who I'm serving. So it's important that we have that in our life. So true. Well, I wanted to see, how do you stay motivated?
Oh, gosh. I think my motivation comes from my OCD-ness of making lists.
Okay.
I make lists all the time for everything, and I rewrite my list 500 times. But for me, it's every day I get up. I do a little yoga, a little stretching to kind of warm up. Mm-hmm. And then the first thing I do before I turn on my computer, before I look at my phone, is mm-hmm. I look at my to-do list for the day. And I pick one thing, just mm-hmm. one thing. I pick one thing that I say, if everything else today goes wrong, I'm getting this one thing done. And it's funny because when you choose just one thing, instead of looking at the 25 things you have to do, when you choose just one thing, you get it done first, and then you already feel accomplished in your day. And most of the time, I get my one thing done before 9 o'clock. And so then the rest of my day, I consider gravy. Anything else I get done, woohoo, I'm ahead, because I only had to get one thing. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I stay motivated, is it's just one thing a day. And even though I end up getting 5-10 other things done, I focus on one thing a day. And that way you always have a sense of accomplishment, which for me is where my motivation comes from, is seeing that check, that mark off on that list and knowing I did something. Like, that's what motivates me for the next thing. So for me, doing that every morning right after I get out of bed, before I do all the electronic stuff, just looking at the list, and picking one thing and knowing if I get one thing done, I'm going to be proud of me and I'm going to give myself a high five and go on my day. So that's what keeps me motivated. True. It's just one thing.
Yes, definitely. So, oh my goodness, that is awesome. So I'm so excited about that. That one thing. And that is a wonderful book that's available too. So that is just awesome, definitely. And with that being said, I wanted to see, do you recommend any books, workshops, seminars, masterminds, any of that type of stuff?
Oh, gosh, I've done so much of it, and it's all good. It's about what you get out of it. Some of the biggest books for me have been Eat That Frog, which is by Brian Tracy. That's a productivity type of book, and I love that kind of stuff. And then also, if you're a small business owner and you're ready to take it to the next level, books such as Get a Grip and Traction are awesome. And they're all about the entrepreneurial operating system that you use to take your business to the next level. And they're really easy to read, and they've got a lot of great information in them. So those are ones that I always recommend to new entrepreneurs for sure.
That is awesome. That is amazing. Okay, wonderful. And I have here that the audience can contact you at 682-232-3426. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Call me anytime or text me. You can text me at that number, too.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And audience, I just want you to get on her website and see if she is the person to help you. I believe that she has a lot of great training that is available and that you can learn from. And I will tell you this, the sooner you get your leadership skills together, the better things will be for you. Wouldn't you agree, Dr.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get it done now. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's so important, you guys. And if you do that, your life will be different. So I just encourage you to check out her website and, you know, get what you need to get from her and, you know, just expand your knowledge base, because it's definitely something that you can change your life. You really can, and all decisions don't have to be today. You know, you can make some decisions and change your mind and go back and do some other things. So I just encourage you to get out and just get active. Just make that one next step, like she explained to us. That one next step can change your life. So I just encourage you to do that today. So this has been the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. I am super excited that we got a chance to chat this morning, Dr. Stevie Don. It has been wonderful. And I look forward to seeing you soon, hopefully on the big stage somewhere. Definitely.
Sure. Absolutely. Sure. I would love it.
Well, thank you so much for this interview. And you guys, this is the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show, spotlighting Dr. Stevie Don Blakely today with Stevie Don Inspires. So you guys have a wonderful day. Okay, bye-bye.